This is Christophe Kassoun, and you're listening to ASISU Speaks. Welcome to our second edition of ASISU Speaks for the year. Thank you to everyone who have been listening, who've been sending us comments and feedback. We're so excited to be doing this program and connecting with you, and we're looking forward to a fantastic year in government. ASISU really has a strong team, I believe, this year. My general sentiment so far from observing the Senate, observing the executives, everybody's very enthusiastic. Everybody's coming from a very genuine place of trying to improve the school in the best way we can. There seems to be this new wave of energy pervading the administration, ASISU, the departments, and it's really an energy of change, of improvement, of growth, of reassessing our purpose, what we're trying to accomplish, why we want students to pick Idaho State over any other university. And I think that's really important because as universities grow and evolve with society, we need to make sure that we're staying up to date. We need to make sure that we're still appealing to the new generations of students that are coming through every year. We need to make sure that every little thing we do is happening in alignment with the whole. So we're not just stuck, you know, we're not just isolated, we're not just frozen in a place of no change. So today in the studio, I have with me Vice President Sargent. Vice President Sargent and I have been friends for some time now, and we've worked on Senate together last year. And I invited him here into the studio with me today to try and express to the community what some of our goals are, what some of our hopes are, and how we're going to move forward with things this year. Mr. Mm-hmm. Talon Sargent, Vice President of ASISU, how are we doing today?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Doing good.
Got some OCAM in a little while, but we'll be okay.
So I've known you for quite some time now.
Yeah, we've
probably,
been...
Probably, what, 3 or 4 years?
3 or 4 years,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. Lots of mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on things together these past few years.
With ASISU last year and now this year too.
Yeah. So I know you, but let's talk a little bit about your background.
Okay.
Just to kind of give the community a sense of who are you.
Yeah. Okay.
So where are you from?
So I am from Kimberly, Idaho. Mm-hmm. That is, it's located by Twin Falls. It's about 100 miles away from Pocatello, something right around there.
Yeah.
I was raised there. I went to Kimberly Elementary School through Kimberly High School. So I'm a big fan of Idaho, and I really love this state. And so I always knew that I was going to end up at an Idaho college.
Idaho College.
Yeah.
Did you grow up at all around politics? Was anybody in your family involved in any way? Did you do anything political in high school?
Not really. I attempted to go for student body, like secretary or treasurer, my senior year of high school, but I unfortunately did not win. But I always had kind of aspirations to be involved, and student government is a great way to do that. And so when I came to college and there was an opportunity for me to run for my health science senator seat, I had to jump on it. And it was definitely worthwhile. It was a good experience, and I would encourage everyone to get involved in some way.
Definitely. So how did you first hear about ASISU?
So I was friends with Desra Ruiz.
Yep, she, our former vice president.
Yep, the former vice president. And we became friends, and she got me interested in like running for that senator seat that I was talking about. And then after that, it kind of just fell in my lap that I would like wanted to do and continue being a part of ISU or ASISU and ISU, I guess. But then Logan approached me. He's like, hey, I think I'm going to run. And I'm like, gotcha, buddy. Let's do it.
You guys make a great, great team. So it's been really good so far. I'm very proud of how you guys have blossomed into the positions.
Yeah, definitely. Logan is stepping up really well.
Really well.
I'm really proud of him.
And you are too. So yeah.
I'm trying my best.
So last year you represented which college?
So I represented the health science colleges.
Mm-hmm. And what is your major?
So I am currently a health science major. I have aspirations of going into the pharmacy program as well. So I plan on graduating this fall if everything goes well. Well, not this fall, this upcoming spring.
Yes.
and then applying for the program in the spring as well.
Exciting. So, and you want to do the program right here?
Well, through ISU, for sure. I am still up in the air if I want to go to Meridian or stay here in Pocatello, but definitely through ISU.
Have you been to the Meridian campus?
I have. We had a chance to go tour that after the ISU Day at the Capitol.
Yes.
We went up there with ASISU last year and hung out with some of our politicians in the state, and it was a good experience. I hadn't ever been there before, and we went and took that tour, and I'm like, yeah, I could probably go to school here.
I was so impressed by that building. I wish people in our community here knew how cool that building was, though.
It is seriously so cool.
It's so high-tech.
Mm-hmm. It's very modern, very updated.
Modern, very cutting-edge.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see some of that here.
Exactly.
Yeah?
I would like to. Well, yeah. I know there was plans to maybe update the health and life science buildings.
Yes.
So,
and
potential.
And there have been, improvements around the business building and stuff. So we can definitely try to keep that trajectory going.
Exactly.
So, tell me a little bit about your experience in ASISU last year. Did you learn anything that you think can help you as vice president, or anything you'd like the new senators to know from having done it once?
I would say my biggest piece of advice for senators is kind of keep an open mind. Everyone thinks about topics differently and has different ways of approaching it. And it's definitely important to kind of keep your sound reasoning and then hear like both sides of like every argument, because as we move forward in ASISU, there will be some bills that I'm sure will be kind of heated and butt heads, of course. Mm-hmm. But as with all things, you know, conflict is good and can like breed excellence, in my opinion.
So I completely agree.
That's my biggest advice to my senators, and how that has helped translate to my vice presidency at this point is, as I'm now kind of like facilitating these discussions, it's kind of like, okay, well, you've said enough. Does anyone else want to say anything? You know what I'm saying? But all in all, it definitely was a good stepping stone into this vice presidency. And I'm definitely have learned some skills that like working with people that I may not have otherwise had the chance to work with. Exactly. So,
Nice. I mean, I've done this a few times now, and I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think the further you go into it, the more you realize there's so much more left to learn, right?
Exactly.
Like, you can never have enough time to try to figure out exactly what is going to be most beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So dedicate your time to. Yeah. Is there anything you want the community to know that ASISU accomplished this last year?
I'm trying to think.
Well, we build the new Senate chambers.
Yes, that is correct.
So ASISU has a home now.
Yep, ASISU definitely has a nice, updated, very modern home for us to meet. And it works great because other associations like the Alumni Association, I know, can meet in there. And it's a great boardroom. It's a great showpiece for our university, in my opinion.
Yep, it's available for any club, any organization, any department to reserve, to hold meetings, conferences, whatever they need. Massive, massive, massive thanks to the Sargent family.
Oh, yes.
Who've been involved in ISU for over, 30, 40 years now.
Yeah.
And they've done so much for the school, and thanks to their generous contribution, we were able to build these chambers.
Exactly. It's very awesome. So, I think it's funny because my last name's Sargent, but I'm not related to them. But I'm like, hey, it's the Sargent boardroom.
You look like them too.
Yep, low-key. Got that ginger hair.
Got that ginger hair going. So yeah, that's like a really cool thing. So if anybody out there wants to come and see the new chambers, our Senate meetings are at 7 p.m. every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday. More than welcome to attend.
On the second floor of the Student Union building. Come up and hang out with us.
Third floor.
See what we're doing. Third floor. Thank you. Third floor. Let's talk a little bit about some of the changes in ISU recently. So we have some new administration. We have a new president of ISU. We have a new vice president of student affairs. How do you feel about these changes? Do you feel like it's kind of reflecting what's going on in the student body?
Yeah. So I've got the chance to meet Kevin Satterley and Lynn Reddington. They're the new president and the vice president of student affairs, respectively. Yeah. And they're both great, like, quality individuals as far as what I've been able to see. Kevin is very approachable. He's got some great ideas. He's trying to get moving here on campus. And I think him and I have, Logan and I have all met and sat down and kind of talked about, like, what the students want, like what kind of the changes we would like to see on campus. And it's not like it's never too late to kind of dream big, you know.
I completely agree. I think now is the time to dream bigger than ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got some people in these positions at this point who are like willing to kind of make ISU great again, put ISU back on the map, you know. There's always going to be some competition within the state. Like, BSU is cool, but, you know, ISU is the best, so.
ISU is special, right?
Yeah, ISU is definitely special, in my opinion. We have a lot of, like, diversity. Not that other colleges don't have that, but I feel like we have a very good, like, community to have all of this diversity in, and we can kind of learn and grow from each other. And having these new leaders kind of step in, I think they're fitting right into the shoes that we needed.
I completely agree. I think they managed to find a way to re-inspire students, faculty, staff. Mm-hmm. Everybody kind of is picking up on this new momentum, this new energy.
Exactly.
It's like a year to kind of shake things up, to kind of make big things happen, kind of set a precedent for the future. You know, it really gives us the opportunity to reevaluate what are we doing here? Why is this place important?
Yep.
You know?
Got to buff out the well-oiled machine that is ISU. You know?
Exactly. So what are some of your administration's goals for this next year? What would you and Logan really try to accomplish?
So one of our biggest goals this year is to help, like, the student pride that's on campus. Mm-hmm. We ran as the Pride Party in the spring, and that's something that we are really trying to focus on, getting students involved with athletics, getting people out to the tailgates, getting students at all of our sporting events, games, just cheering on, singing the fight song. That's, like, really our biggest push, is trying to just show these, like, new incoming students as well as students who have been going here for a while, like, hey, ISU is doing great, come support our teams, it's going to be a ton of fun, like, come get some snacks. It's going to be great.
Exactly. So we started this new tailgate type production where we're partnering with the alumni and with the president's office. So now we're all tailgating together.
Yep.
Right on the practice field outside of Fold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it went really well. The first one was a lot of fun.
But game one.
Keep doing it.
Yep. Got that win.
Got that win.
Who knows? Maybe it was the new tailgate. Just got maybe. The inspires everyone.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to try to keep growing that tailgate,
get
more students.
Just more and more refined, exactly.
Absolutely. But it's, I mean, and if people said it, like, compared to the tailgates last year, like, this one was way ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Already such a huge
step up.
Oh,
yeah.
So
we're making some good changes as far as that goes, and Logan has been busting his butt doing all of that, trying to organize some of our campus departments, getting all of our resources to work together to make it truly, like, the best we can. So
yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that point, because we really need to start working together more. You know, we need more departments collaborating on events and programs, because, I mean, we already have such limited resources.
Exactly.
We need to pull them together and hold more successful events as opposed to holding, you know, small individual events that are only for a specific audience.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to try to make some of these events, like, the best we can, we need to kind of...
We need to be on the same team.
Yep, we all need to be on the same team and working together.
So I know you've been involved in a number of organizations on campus. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing, just kind of apart from ESSU?
Yeah, so when I first came to Idaho State, I came in the spring of 2015. So it was kind of a little off, you know. Most incoming freshmen come in and during the fall and get kind of like the whole classic college experience feel, you know. But I came in the spring and I still wanted to be involved. And lucky enough for me, there was some people on my dorm floor that I got pretty close with that were members of the Kappa Sigma fraternity. Mm-hmm. And then through rushing that and then being initiated, it really gave me the opportunity to have some of these leadership positions.
Yeah.
I was a part of the EC for Kappa Sigma for 2 years, and then I got involved with Greek Council.
Yeah.
Of which I was a treasurer for 1 year and then the president the following year. And that kind of put me in more of a light of, like, how can I help represent, like, a larger number of students? So, yeah. Of course, I then talked about how Des and I were friends, and she kind of got me interested in ASISU, and then I jumped on the senator position, yeah. And now as the vice president, just kind of, like, a stepping stones, just kind of keep going.
That's how it should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should try to use all these leadership opportunities, build on them, and then move forward, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are we going next? I like that. Nice. So let's, and I know you are with the new student orientation coordinator,
yeah.
Well, one of them this summer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, I can totally do that. So I've been involved with new student orientation for the last 3 years, mm-hmm. Two of which I served just as an orientation leader. And then this past summer, I stayed and served, or I worked as a new student orientation coordinator. So I was in charge of I was called the swag coordinator.
Nice.
So I was in charge of kind of like the promotional bags that the new students got uh-huh. at the beginning of, well, not the beginning, in the middle of August. It had a hat, had a bag, a really cool shirt, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. I can still walk around, here we are 3 weeks later, and still see
students using them.
Still mm-hmm. see students using the bags that I helped design, and then the shirts that I helped design as well, and I'm just really, like, I'm pretty proud of myself for how that went, but...
That's awesome.
I kind of went with more of a classic feel, like, something I would like to see students, like, mm-hmm. wearing mm-hmm. still. Like, students, something students would want to wear, something that's comfortable and, like, visually appealing as well.
Absolutely. And such an important thing about this is a whole new generation of mm-hmm. people coming into this university. They have different needs, different interests.
Oh, exactly.
They care about completely different things. Mm-hmm. So how do you think as a student government and as a university, we can try to accommodate those things? How can we try to make them feel more welcome?
I think the biggest thing that we can do to help accommodate kind of our students' needs is mm-hmm. that we need to know what our student needs are.
I agree.
Like, the only way that we can solve a problem is if we actually know that the problem exists and that we can work on a solution as like a cohesive unit, basically. So just reaching out to, if you have great ideas for Idaho State, tell the senator of your college and we'll discuss it in caucus and in Senate and get the ball moving on some of these ideas.
Absolutely. All our contact information is available on the ASISU website, isu.edu/ASISU. So hop on there, find out who your senator is, shoot them an email. Yep. They're so accessible. We're always so excited to meet with students and get to know them, get to know what they want.
Yep. We do weekly office hours, so it's a great time for you to set up an appointment with mm-hmm. your senator and just meet with them during their assigned office hour.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have any advice for any young people out there who want to be involved in leadership or involved in politics?
What
would you tell them?
My biggest advice is, like, never give up. If you run for a position and you get beat out by someone, that doesn't mean that you're not a capable person or that you wouldn't be a great leader. It's just maybe it's someone else's showtime, and, like, keep refining on yourself, work on yourself, and maybe just drag in, never give up.
Exactly.
Like, if it's always good to be someone that, like, be a friendly person as well. So you have to be an approachable person, someone people can feel like they can confide in you and be a confident person as well. Mm-hmm. Like, in social situations, being like a leader requires you to be like pretty outgoing, pretty like,
enthusiastic.
Yeah, enthusiastic.
People, charismatic.
Exactly.
Yes.
It takes a level of that, which is a skill. It's something that can be worked on, that can be improved.
I completely agree. I think most people think you have it or you don't, but mm-hmm. I know I was very introverted and closed to this type of communication. And, you know, over time, as you get thrown into situations where you have no choice, you grow, you develop it, you learn how to speak, you learn how to articulate your thoughts.
Yep, rock in a hard place. You gotta grow somehow. You gotta get out of it. Also, knowing you now, Christoph, I would have never think that, but...
You should have seen me a good 5-6 years ago. Yeah. So, any last thing you wanna add or throw out there to the people, to the community?
Learn your Bengal fight song.
Agreed. That is a yes. Yes.
That's something that as we continue to work on the pride here at Idaho State, knowing your fight song and being able to sing that at these sporting events, mm-hmm. win or lose, like, it's just good vibes.
Agreed. I completely agree. And not only students, everybody, mm-hmm. community members, faculty, staff, everybody who's associated to the school needs to know that song.
I can totally agree.
Awesome.
Roar Bengals roar.
Roar Bengals roar. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much, Talon.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Good luck on your vice presidency. Good luck on this next year.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
It'll be a good one. I feel confident.
Yeah, same.
Awesome. Great. Okay, thank you.
Yep, definitely.
You can hear this interview along with others by visiting kisu.org, click on Programs, then find ASISU Speaks. Tonight's interview with Talon Sargent is posted alongside the words to the ISU fight song, so please go check it out. That's kisu.org, click on Programs, and ASISU Speaks. Growl, Bengals, growl.